truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
The legislation that has been reported, we do not see the sort of fundamental changes.
Section 1059 prohibits on transfer of Guantanamo detainees.
It seems now more certain than ever that the bloody experience of Vietnam.
Section 1059 prohibits on transfer of Guantanamo detainees.
Thank you for telling me what I already know.
Accident. World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news, talk, and entertainment show that can tell you exactly what's going on, because we don't really care about the Republicans and the Democrats and the conservatives and the liberals and the neocons and the frogs, man. All we care about is the truth. And truth is our bitch on this show, as every night, and it's our niche, our unique broadcast niche, as every night we bring in the show not only over the radio, but in live streaming video and live streaming audio on our website at www.philhendryshow.com. You can also pick it up on demand there at www.philhendryshow.com. Later on in the program, we have a Loon Alert. We also have Greatest Minds at Work, just a couple of features. Our Loon Alert, is about some person, place, or thing that's walking on the edge of good mental hygiene and eventually dropping off into the abyss. And, of course, Greatest Minds at Work, people who have discovered the art of the obvious, and you'll know what we mean when we get to it. And then the only other thing we do in the show is we take what's going on and we tell you what really went on, because more and more these days, who's to know, yeah? In other words, let's say that there was a fire. Now, if you're a member of the pro-fire party, you have to tell everybody how that fire is really a good thing. Let's say there was a fire that burned a house to the ground and left four children and a widow out in the street with no home. Now, you may think I'm being overly simplistic, but not at all. This is a perfect example and a perfect description of what you guys are forced to deal with every single day at the hands of not just media, which has become so ideologue happy and friendly, that even at the very highest positions of our broadcast and our news gathering agencies, you got to be one or the other, you know? You got to set an editorial policy, one or the other. And it goes, it is beyond anything else. If you're the right ideology, man, it doesn't matter whether you have talent or not. It doesn't matter whether you're a good reporter or not. It doesn't matter whether you can speak English or not. It doesn't matter whether you're alive or not. You could be dead and already beginning to smell the room up. But by God, if you've got the right editorial stance and whatever it is you're writing, man, we need you, all right? So let's say a house burns to the ground and puts four orphans and a widow out in the street. And you're a member of the pro-fire party. You believe in fire. Fire's good. Fire heats and warms. Fire is a source of energy and power. Fire can clear out that which is dead and not needed any longer. Fire is a purifier, right? So when you get that news and you're a member of the pro-fire party, you go out there and you say, I know what it looks like. It looks like someone's home's been burned to the ground and there's four orphans and a widow out in the street. But I'm here to tell you, folks, that that's not really what happened here. What happened here? What happened here? Yeah, what happened here? What happened here? Yeah. That's what you want. You want to know what happened? Yes, what happened here? What happened here was an opportunity for four people to find a better place to live, you know. In other words, it's the art of horse crap, you know? It's the art of horse dung. It's what we used to call when we were in school bull crap in a term paper. Did you ever do that? Sure you did. That's what you have to endure every day, people. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I'm telling you. Do you ever hear me sit here and say the Obama health plan is just so fantastic? Do you ever hear me say that? Do you ever hear me say the Obama health plan is going to put our grandchildren in debt? That same mantra that these simple-minded bastards keep repeating over and over again. They don't even know what it means. What do you hear me say? What you hear me say is this. It's obvious we've got a situation in this country where health care is such a necessity that both parties now agree on the need for some kind of a plan, especially if you look at the history of the debate in this country over health care. Now, what kind? Seems to me the idea of setting up some sort of a government brokerage is a good idea if you can look for the lowest possible rate. Now, the idea of a government-sponsored plan that backs that up and competes with it to try to keep those rates down low, maybe there's a better idea that we could come up with. You're not going to listen to me say, to hell with a $50 million that ain't got health insurance, because everybody, even Republicans, agree that it's costing us money. And people say to me, why'd you vote for Obama? Number one, I think Obama has got a willingness to tackle some of these problems. You know, he's got a willingness to recognize that there's a new game afoot out there in the world when it comes to competition from other countries, including Brazil and places like we never even thought about before. And I think he was a little bit more on top of it than McCain was, okay? As far as the national defense of this country, you know, when it comes to Iraq and Afghanistan, I never worried about that, man. I never thought Obama was some peace candidate. I wouldn't vote for a peace candidate if they gave away chewing gum, man, with every vote. I wouldn't vote for a peace candidate. It was the last damn vote I ever cast. Never. But I voted for Obama because I knew he wasn't a peace candidate. That's what these people who bug me after every show with their emails. How could you vote for Obama? Oh, they don't even know what the hell it is they're talking about. All they've got is their little ideologic position that they've been sitting on like it's a gold toilet for so many years their asses are stuck to it. His name's Obama. He's a Democrat. That means that in their book, they must not like him. His name's McCain. He's a Republican. That means in their book, they must not like him. Do you think anybody's really willing to take a look at what's happening? I had a call from a guy last hour, nice guy. He says to me, what has Obama said about the immigration policy? And I cut right through the horse crap because I knew what it was he was trying to get at. He was trying to get me to give him information for his argument because he didn't have any information. So he wanted me to tell him that Obama hasn't said anything so then he could launch into an anti-Obama tirade. And I wasn't going to fall into the trap. I wanted to find out what he knew. He didn't know anything, which further exposed him to the following. You don't know anything about what Obama's been talking about, so how can you possibly be against the guy when it comes to immigration? I don't think I've ever heard a better policy on the illegal immigration situation in this country than that one that was articulated not only by Obama but by John McCain, which was the illegals that are here are allowed a pathway to citizenship by paying a fine, going to the back of the line, learning English. Everybody else that's legal gets in ahead of them, but at least we allow them a pathway to citizenship as an alternative to hiring some kind of a special police force with boxcars and vans and shipping their asses back to Mexico. Now, that makes sense. And even the people that don't like McCain and don't like Obama and don't like the whole idea of illegal immigrants, they couldn't possibly really credibly argue against it. They couldn't possibly, because then they'd be stuck with hire more cops to throw them out of the country. Well, go ahead, man. Tell me how much that's going to cost. So we don't play that on this show, you know. And it probably bothers people that I'm not going to come out and call myself a Republican or a conservative because, first of all, I'm not. And half of the dumbasses that call themselves conservatives, they can't spell it. They don't know what it is. Same thing with progressives. They wouldn't know a progressive, man, if they married it. So on this show, we're all about just what's happening, what's going on. What is it we can tell you about whatever it is that's happening? What's the truth here as opposed to what you're being sold? Now, if you want to be sold, if you want to be bullcrapped, if you want to have somebody do a soft shoe, man, and sell you a bunch of encyclopedias, you know, if you'll just come and claim your gift and every other line that you probably ever heard from any company that's selling land someplace, by all means, go ahead, man, because that's what you're getting from 99.999% of these turds. I spent 35 years in this business. I spent the last 16 as a satirist because what I saw in the medium, especially of radio, made me want to puke. So I had to find a way to make fun of it. And we ripped it a new ass, man, for 16 years. And what's the end result? The end result is Phil Henry coming out the other side and saying, I wouldn't have anything to do with any of them. None of them. So here we sit tonight. Now, coming up, I've got a story here about a guy in Atwater, California. What's his name? His name's Gary Frago. He's a councilman. He's been passing on these emails, one of which is a joke about Michelle Obama needing to appear on the cover of National Geographic, unlike, for instance, Sarah Palin, who belongs in Playboy. And other jokes having to do with race. And this guy, Frago, wants you to believe that he doesn't think there's anything wrong with them. He's just passing them on. There's nothing racial about them. He's a Portuguese, and he doesn't mind jokes about Portuguese at all. And it's too bad Gary didn't come from my neighborhood, because Portuguese were our favorite target of jokes, as a matter of fact. The simian features of the port, you know, well, anyway, the way they got their asses handed to them by the Spanish. But anyway, we'll be talking about that because... Well, it's just another city councilman in California passing on some email with, you know, making monkey jokes about Obama. It's always fun to point out just how redneck this state can be. All right. And then later on, Terry Sanford and how much bread he was spending going down to see his senorita down there in Argentina, baby. And then David Schuster, who is the winner of tonight's Out of Material Award, because Schuster's got nothing to talk about, man, unless Sarah Palin gets back in the news. And lucky for him, she's back in the news, sort of. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
If your heater won't heat or your cooler won't cool, if the plumbing made your kitchen into a pool, the electric just quit dead in the wall. Same day service is who you want to call.
If it was made by a human, you can pretty much count that someday it's going to need to be fixed. Just ask anyone who owns a computer, but who do you call when that high-dollar electronic tool isn't working right? Us! This is Ron Bass, president of America's Same Day Service. We have the best computer techs in the business, providing hardware repair, software installation, and diagnostics, and networking needs. One call truly does it all when it comes to getting you back online and your projects done on time. Call us at 1-800-870-0193.
If the range of your oven simply won't get hot, if your refrigerator just decided to stop, same day service, give us a call, because one call does it all.
1-800-870-0193 or samedayservice.com.
When the alarm goes off in the morning, do you leap out of bed excited about the possibility of a new day? Or do you lie there hitting the snooze button over and over again? Today's toxins and pesticide buildups are bogging down your digestive system and your major organs. This causes your body not to absorb proper nutrients, often leaving you feeling tired and sluggish. Do you realize toxins can cause your body to age faster? Nature's Youth Acai Youthful Cleanse has been created to combat these problems. Nature's Youth Acai Youthful Cleanse contains the powerful acai berry, as well as natural ingredients that assist your body in the cleansing process. In addition, the product contains a powerful anti-aging component that helps you to rejuvenate your cells. Regain your youthful energy today. Clean out your system. Call us today, 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Acai Youthful Cleanse is brought to you by the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com.
In today's world, with prices rising by the day, you have to constantly manage what's affordable and what isn't. The possibility of losing important data, emails, and family pictures is something you can't afford to have happen. So here's something you can't afford to be without. Carbonite.com. You can try its automatic, unlimited online backup service risk-free at Carbonite.com. You don't even have to give them a credit card number. Restoring lost files is easy. And right now there's a risk-free trial and special bonus offer. Just go to Carbonite.com. That's Carbonite.com. Protect yourself with Carbonite. Carbonite automatically and securely backs up all the files on your PC for only $49.95 a year, no matter how much stuff you have. You never have to think about it. Restoring lost files is easy. You can try its automatic, unlimited online backup service risk-free at Carbonite.com. You don't even have to give them a credit card number. And right now there's a risk-free trial and special bonus offer. Just go to Carbonite.com. That's Carbonite.com. Protect yourself with Carbonite. Try it today.
Phil Hendry.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget, you can Twitter as well. Twitter.com/RealPhilHendry means you go over to our page and you'll see all the, you know, all of the crap that I'm talking about. And Jason Rantz, our producer, and Ralph Rodriguez, our technical engineer, they have their own Twitter page. You go over and rap to those guys. You can set up your own account. You can people follow you. And it's just another way to just burn daylight, you know. Just one more way to burn daylight, man, over there at Twitter. Okay, we've got the story about this guy in Atwater, California. I'm a native Californian. I couldn't tell you where Atwater is. Maybe in L.A., for all I know. I don't know where. Do you know where it is?
Atwater is close to...
You don't know. Get out of here. All right, let's go to a phone call. On the line with us tonight from Upton, Massachusetts, is Ashley. Ashley, what do you got to say tonight, Ashley?
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
It's going good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I grew up with my dad. He loved Walter Cronkite, and I actually met him with my dad.
Did you?
And yeah, my dad's a major conservative, so you know, these last few days I've heard about how like Walter Cronkite had like a big liberal slant on things, and it's surprising to me because like my dad had major respect for this guy, and my dad's like major conservative dude, and you know,
yeah. How old's your pops? How old is your pops?
He's like 63. Yeah.
Yeah. So but your daddy was like, Vietnam era kind of a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my dad worked for Ford, Reagan, and Bush. He was our campaign manager. He was like, you know, doing things and making things happen for, you know, all these Republican guys. So the fact that he
your pops was your pop, who was your, if you don't mind me asking, who was your father?
Terry Baxter. He was
you don't remember your dad's name.
No,
I'm telling me a lie. Are you telling me a fib? Are you telling me a fib?
Terry Baxter. He was a Republican Eagle. He did
all right.
You know, worked for the
I think you have to give. It sounds like your pops is a sensible. It sounds like your dad was a sensible guy. I mean, here's a guy like Cronkite who's 30 years older than him, who'd you know, been through the experience of war, and that was a great journalist. I don't think anybody really, to be honest with you, Ashley, I don't think anybody remembers Walter Cronkite for his politics because that's how good he was. He didn't really. It didn't influence his newscast except for that Vietnam era editorial. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but he thought he was great. We met him in Maine. Yeah. He like told us to go like, you know, we were boulders. He was like, go, you know, go seek out this port and, you know, in Maine. He was a great guy, you know. And my dad has like a lot of respect for him. And my dad is like cutthroat, you know, Republican. So
conservative. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Who would you say, just before I let you go, who would you say, is there anybody of your generation in terms of news other than Jon Stewart, that you would say is
Jon
like a
Stewart,
focus?
What?
I know, I'm joking. is there anybody that you would say represents the same thing Cronkite represented? You know, Mr. News. It's hard for me to imagine.
Anyone out there that's representing news right now that is it's like respectable.
Had that presence,
out there news right now at all. Seriously.
What about Katie Couric? Isn't she just solid? You know, just when she sits there and she goes, I'm Katie.
No.
And don't you go,
Katie?
No, I've heard it. All right.
No.
Ashley, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. Thanks.
Okay.
It's been good talking to you. You think she's telling the truth?
About what?
About her dad. I don't know. I thought she might have been talking about somebody else, but I don't know who the campaign manager of.
Of who?
Of Bush.
Of Bush 1?
Yeah.
That was Bill Brown or Bill Jones?
Yeah, I think it's Bill Jones. You guys are making that crap up. Don't make it up. Find out, okay? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a caller here in Charleston, South Carolina. It's Trey. Trey, what's on your mind tonight, man?
Good evening. Yes,
good
morning,
evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Well, anyway, I was talking to this guy who's a staff or was a former staffer for a U.S. congressman who's no longer there, but he was telling me one thing that I found sort of disturbing, and this was that every U.S. congressman is on a committee or is on a couple of committees, and he said that the way that they're set up, they're budgeted a certain amount of money. Well, if it gets towards the end of the fiscal year, and they they find that they're over budget or whatever, you'd think, well, you know, we didn't use all this money, so we'll give it back to the Treasury or we'll give it back to the people. No, what they do is they find a way to spend it. And I think that that causes a lot of waste. For example, he said they had just gotten computers like the previous year, and then all of a sudden they're getting new computers for, you know, and he says the computers are perfectly fine, you know. Completely up to date and all, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know? I don't.
Yeah, you talk about in the United States Congress where they get appropriation money for their committee so that they have supplies, staff salaries, computers, and these things. We're not talking about money for a program or money for appropriations. You're talking about money that they get so they can run an office, and they're budgeted
right.
a certain amount of money. And they're budgeted a certain amount of money. And you're saying that if they don't spend all the money that's in the budget, they're not giving it back. Right. It's not exactly unusual. Sometimes you can take that money and roll it over to what your needs may be for the next year, but then you have to, you know, re-budget for the next year. It may not be all that weird, but Trey, I want you to stay on that for me and make sure you give me a call back, okay?
Great, thank you.
And I want your home number. I also want other information like your address, street address, and... you know, what color ski caps you wear. All right, now we have with us here a really interesting story from Atwater, California. The past several months, Atwater City Councilman Gary Frago has sent at least a half a dozen emails to city staff and other prominent community members containing racist jokes aimed at President Barack Obama, his wife, and black people in general. Now, that is the read of this writer, Jonah Owen Lamb. He calls him racist. I'll let you decide. In all... the newspaper that Mr. Lamb works for, the Sun Star, obtained seven emails that Frago sent from October 2008 to February 2009 from an anonymous source. He says he's passing them on. The source is anonymous. Now, when do you pass on email that you get from an anonymous source? Or is it that Mr. Frago doesn't want to mention who he's getting the email from? Or are you lying, Mr. Frago? Are you the one who is originating the email and sending it on, and you're making up the story about it coming from an anonymous source? Which is it there, Gary? The frog? Some compared Obama to O.J. Simpson, while others suggest that may not necessarily be racist. That's just saying you're a criminal like O.J., but who did he kill? Maybe it would be a better thing to compare him to Boss Tweed. Perhaps that cat that went inside Albert Hall from the Department of the Interior. Maybe Haldeman. Maybe Ehrlichman. Maybe Nixon. Why a black murderer?
Because he's black.
All right. Some compared Obama to that and that, while others suggested that, and I'm quoting now, nigger rigs, end quote, should now be called presidential solutions. Perhaps the most overboard email was sent on January the 15th and read, breaking news, Playboy just offered Sarah Palin $1 million to pose nude. Michelle Obama got the same offer from National Geographic. Now, this guy Frago, who thinks that you and I were born yesterday, quote, admitted sending the emails but showed no regret. He said, and I quote, if they're from me, then I sent them. I have no disrespect for the president or anybody. They weren't meant in any bad way or any harm because he thinks you're stupid. He believes that if he just says, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying that Michelle Obama belongs in National Geographic? What's wrong with comparing this woman to a woman of Aboriginal origin, a woman who roots around in the dirt for insects, doesn't wear a top, has on a loincloth, you know, maybe a spear, and maybe a thing through her nose? What's wrong with comparing her, in other words, to a primitive? I don't see anything wrong with that. And so this guy Atwater, this guy, whatever his name is, Frago, pushes this just enough so that you are now debating the joke and not the man that sent them. But the question is, why is he sending them? We're going to keep talking about this. His name, Gary Frago. He's from Atwater, California. He's a redneck, but we have more.
Phil Hendry.
I know a lot of good rednecks. He just ain't one of them, you know. Phil, the only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to necessarily be a brain surgeon or Phi Beta Kappa to figure out some of the stuff we lay on you. Some cats love to make this stuff more complicated than it is, but, you know, as the man said, if it's a turd and it smells like a turd, Jack, and it's in a bag and somebody set fire to it, it's out on your front doorstep and you stepped in it and it's on your shoe and it's smelling for days, man, it might as well be something out of a cat's rear end. Maybe it ain't, but it might as well be. You take this guy, Gary Frago, from Atwater, California, with his little emails about how Michelle Obama belongs on the cover of National Geographic, and I don't see anything wrong with this. Gary, my brother. See, just speaking to you, Gary, man on man, white man to white man, although you're Portuguese, That's see, I come from Northern Europe. My people are from Northern Europe, Gary, so don't get too cozy with that white man thing, right? You're Portuguese, so you're a little bit, you know, the hair kinks up at a certain place on the map there. See, that's the thing, Gary. You guys that are either Portuguese or you're Sicilian or you're Italian, just lay it off with the black jokes because, for all we know, you're the missing link, man. Nonetheless.
You're going to get in trouble for saying that.
Why? Why am I going to get in trouble?
You're saying he's the link.
I got your link.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I do, man. Nonetheless, would you get him out of here? Get him something to drink or put a sweater on him or something.
Come on, man. Get out of here.
All right, now, Frago admitted sending the emails. These are emails that Frago sent. Now, he says he's just passing them on. He says, well, if they came from me, I sent them. And he's being very brave, and he's being very, I don't know, he's probably being very honest and forthright and filled with integrity, as he says very proudly, yes, I've been passing on these emails. But they didn't originate with me. They came from an anonymous source. Well, as we pointed out just before the break, horse crap there, Gary. Either you sent them or the source that sent them to you, you can certainly name. And why is this important? It's merely important to know from this standpoint. We like to know who our elected representatives are. I know that you don't represent me, but guess what? For one night, I'm speaking on behalf of the people of Atwater. How do you feel about that one, Gary? And people like to know who it is that represents them. What are their interests? What are their foibles? What are the things that they like to do or not like to do? Who are they? What are they? And whither goest thou in the American night? You know, all that stuff. Now, if you think that it is a fun thing or a cute thing or it's, you know, kind of neat and kind of cool to send along a lot of jokes that, frankly, aren't really all that funny unless, you know, unless you're Portuguese, maybe it ain't with the rest of your constituents. Have you thought about that? And maybe it isn't with some of the people that you know. Maybe it isn't with some of the people that you're acquainted with in business. Maybe it's not good in terms of your public image beyond the town of Atwater, you know, like national. In other words, Gary, I hate to break the news to you, but this is national now, see, whether you like it or not. And you standing there like a dumbass with a corn cob shoved up your you-know-what, saying, well, that's fine with me. You know, I'm Portuguese. I don't see anything wrong with it. It may wash in Atwater, and it might even wash in the outlying surrounding farm fields and maybe the counties around there. But once you get outside of the state of California and you go global, suddenly you look like one big horse's ass, Jack. And you got to be able to explain yourself to a wider and wider group of people. And you don't want Phil Henry doing it for you. Believe me. Well, you probably already know that. Frago admitted sending the emails. The list of people who either sent or received the emails reads like a who's who of Atwater community and political leadership. There's a whole lot of people involved in this, just Gary. But Gary's name is the one that came to everybody's attention, so Gary's the guy that's getting it. Including a county supervisor, a former police chief, a city manager, a former city council member, a former president of a veterans group, a former Grand Knight of the Knights of Columbus, among others. All the jokes that Frago sent originated from others, the emails show. Those who could be identified were Bob Rieger, a retired Atwater City Works employee, Michael McIntyre, a Merced resident, and Lee Aldridge, a retired Air Force colonel in Alabama. Now, this stuff was obtained by a newspaper locally. And they're all very recent emails. And here's some of the jokes that are included in these emails that were sent out by this guy, Frago. The Detroit Police Department announces this morning that all German Shepherd police dogs will be replaced by coonhounds due to the fact, then they spell the word due, D-O, due to the fact that the city is not having any problems with Germans. Warning, if you laugh at this, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, and Jeremiah Wright will be coming right over to kick your honky ass. Here's another joke. How can 2 million blacks get into Washington, D.C. in sub-zero temperatures in one day when 200,000 couldn't get out of New Orleans at 85 degrees with 4 days' notice? And finally, I just heard that Obama is going to impose a 40% tax on aspirin because it's white and it works. Now, Gary, because he's 63 and fairly insular, doesn't understand the racial implications of these jokes. First of all, they're not funny, and how would I know? Well, I know. But secondly, this guy is 63 years old and has probably been stuck in Atwater for much of his Portuguese life. Not Portugal, but Atwater. And probably understand that, you know, forget about whether they're funny or not, just how they're heard beyond wherever it is that he sits his ass to have his afternoon bowel movement, you know, while he has the door half open telling the guys the jokes. These go beyond his town in this day and age of the internet, and they go well beyond the borders of the state, and they go global, like I said. And he winds up looking about as dumb as even a guy named Frago, who's Portuguese, can look. And why am I beating this Portuguese thing to death? Because Frago went on to say, if you can dig this, this was his explanation. He says he sends all kinds of joke emails about everyone from Jews to Portuguese. And he pointed out that he is Portuguese. But he ain't got the good Portuguese jokes. I got them. These emails were just meant for friends and public officials, he added. Friends, not public officials, he added. Frago said any emails were sent via personal accounts. Well, unfortunately, my brother, these are emails that found their way into the hands of public officials, like this guy who's a retired Atwater City Works employee, another guy who is a prominent member of the military in the area, guys that are in the Knights of Columbus, guys that are city council. I mean, these are people that are prominent in the community, known to other people in the community. Finally, city and county officials said they didn't remember receiving the emails, or if they did, they deleted them, so everybody is keeping their mouth shut about it. Dr. Napoleon Washington, who's the president of the Merced branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, said he was appalled by these revelations, but he was not surprised. He said, you'd think they had greater regard for the constituency, but he was unequivocal about political officials who do this kind of thing. They need to get out of office. They've forfeited their right to say that I'm a community leader. Now, Gary, if you don't see the value in at least one of your black constituents saying, you may think they're funny and you may not see any harm in these, but I do and I'm black, and maybe that doesn't mean anything to you, but these are about black people and they're clearly racial in tone, but if they're cool with you, fine, but you've just lost my vote and probably a lot of people that I come in contact with, too. Now, does that matter to you at all, Gary? Or is most of your support coming from the Portuguese and, you know, and their conquistadore descendants? 877-876-PHIL. Here on a world-famous Phil Henry show. Here is Houston, Texas. We got Greg. Greg, what's going on tonight, man?
How you doing, Phil? Love the show, as always.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you about this city council person in California. And I really would ask the people of Atwater, if this is the kind of government you want, that this gentleman can spend your money and your time as a taxpayer on his time, going on emails saying he didn't know about these jokes and where they came from, then I think we should take his big fat you-know-what and boot him out like Ray Guy used to do footballs with the Oakland Raiders.
Yes. I remember those nice high punts that Ray would put up. And I wanted to do that with a few poodles in my life. The thing about these jokes, the other thing that I'd like to find out, I don't know, but I'd be willing to bet, and maybe people will think I'm prejudiced in saying this, I'd be wondering about this guy's a Republican.
Yeah,
maybe you can, maybe Jace, one of you guys could find out, yeah. And that's one more thing the Republican Party's got to deal with, these sort of outlaw or maverick members of their party in these small political offices playing this.
Yeah,
when the Republicans are trying to move past this, you know?
It only makes everybody who does this look bad. If we're going to say to all Americans that this is what we believe in as Americans, that everybody should have an opportunity in this country, then we got to get over some of this stuff. This is 2009. This isn't the 50s. This isn't the 60s. This is 2009. We have a president who happens to be African American who's trying to be president of everybody, not just African Americans.
Now, this guy Frago, apparently, he's getting stuck in some of the lies that he's telling. He said that none of them went to public officials. Then he admits that one did go to Merced County Supervisor Mike Nelson, but he says, even though it went to a public official named Merced County Supervisor Mike Nelson, it went to his Yahoo account. It didn't go to his private account. So what he's trying to say is this. I'm doing this. I'm basically sending around all this racial buffoonery on my own time, and shouldn't I have the right to do that? But the NAACP says to him, sure, you can do whatever you want, but I thought my vote counted.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, man. Greg, thank you so much for your call. And the reason why I brought up the whole thing about Republican, and again, I'd be willing to stake my life on it, is because this is the stuff that the Republican Party, among the many, many, many problems they've got these isolated individuals, just like the Democrats, for instance, have isolated individuals who want to run guns to Hamas. I mean, I'm sure there's someone goofy. Maybe it's not even the same thing. I mean, there's more of this crap popping up for the Republican Party than there is any kind of extremist behavior for the Democrats that they got to deal with. But then again, the Democrats, they don't really have to have any extreme people in their party right now. They're in charge, and everybody seems to be happy, even though they don't quite know what it is they're doing just yet. But you guys with your so-called Republican Party or whatever that's supposed to be, you got to find these people and you've got to get rid of them. Rid of them! You got this guy, you telling me you're going to have this guy stand up? I don't see anything wrong with it. He's going to get a phone call from somebody from the county party office or from the state party office. They're going to say, what the hell are you doing? And this dumbass is going to make that argument to them. He's going to say, well, what's wrong? Was on private email. Don't you understand the perception of an elected official who is a Republican sending jokes about Michelle Obama belonging in National Geographic? Are you so stupid? You don't understand what that does to the image of our party on a national scale. Well, I didn't send it out on email. It doesn't make any difference, you clown. This stuff just hit the internet, man. It's viral, Jack. They're reading this crap in Minsk, Russia. There's some fraulein, man. She's having her morning whatever they have. She's having her morning mug of beer and reading this. This stuff is all over the globe, man. You just made Atwater famous. In Mongolia, they know all about Atwater. They don't want to know about Beijing or Shanghai, but by God, they know about Atwater. This is what happens. And we got to deal with you guys. You guys continue with this childish bullcrap, and then you come up with this. Oh, I didn't understand that it was bad. I had no idea. Just how dumb do you think we are? Because if you think I'm that stupid, right, then you got no respect for me. However, if you really believe what you're saying, then you must be dumber than anybody that we're even talking about here, man. You're dumber than any guy that's reading this thing in Mongolia, that's for sure, and we don't need you representing the party that way either. I mean, this is it's no win for you there, Gary. Figured he's in Atwater, California, and ain't nobody going to know anything about it because who stops there? It's on 99. It ain't on 5. It ain't on 101. Nobody takes 99 north and south, man. Only people who go up 99, man, are the people heading to Bass Lake. And Bass Lake is further south than Merced and Modesto, see? So he figures they're nicely ensconced there in the San Joaquin Valley off of 99. Well, guess what, man? 99's got off-ramps, too. And not only that, we ain't talking about the highways of California anymore. We're talking about the internet, the World Wide Web. I don't give a you know what and a sweet that and all those other dirty words, friend. If people don't understand, because you haven't explained it very well, and it's too late now anyway. You had a chance. It's too late now.
Yeah, he's dead meat.
I don't know if he's dead meat, but he's famous. He's famous for the wrong stuff, too. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. The reason why this stuff pisses me off, by the way, folks, isn't because there are racists in America. I understand. And when I say racist, I should qualify. Racial slobs is more to the point. I don't know whether they have a hard and fast belief that blacks and whites are inferior or this or that. I just think that in terms of racial sensitivity, they're just slobs. You know, they eat with their hands. You know, they got no social skill. Okay? I know they're all over the place. That's not the part that bothers me. The part that bothers me is this guy who's elected representative thinks I'm so stupid I'm going to buy this excuse about how, oh, well, Senator, I don't see anything bad about it. Yeah, you see what's bad about it. And you know what? You may not, but guess what? I got a bet, and it's a week's pay. It says you ain't got a job this time next year. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming right back every night till 1 o'clock at El Pacifico, 4 a.m. on the East Coast.
Phil. Phil Hendry.
All right, Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I think it's right here, bud, isn't it?
don't know, man.
We're trying to find one of our favorite drops. I mean, we found one of our favorite drops, and it goes something like...
No, Phil, get off me.
But we can't find the I Heart Jews one. Find it.
I thought I put it in there.
Find it! I want it. I love it. Especially when we're talking about race humor, man. There ain't nothing funnier than the I Heart Jews drop. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Steve in Long Beach, California. Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
How you doing, Phil?
Well, good, thank you.
Phil, I love your show. You're great. You got me laughing my head off, but you are constantly criticizing my profession. Whenever you're talking about somebody that's doing something stupid, my profession comes up.
I Heart Jews.
Uh-huh.
I'm a professional clown. And you're always saying...
Am I always knocking that? Am I always saying he's clowns?
No,
you know?
I'm just joking with you, though.
But you know what? I would never say... I should say that they're amateur clowns. The pros are the real funny ones. You know, these guys are all... Yeah, I apologize.
No,
but,
I'm just joking. I just thought I'd give you a call because I hear that all the time.
Are you seriously a clown? Are you really a clown, man?
I'm a clown. I've been for almost 20 years now. I've worked in a lot
that
of the
awesome.
Area.
That is awesome.
Like tomorrow I'll be working from 10 o'clock till probably 10 at night, hitting parties all day long. You know, it's a tough job, but, you know, it's a lot of fun, too.
So do you do... You do the parties. You do kids' parties and
parties,
that kind of thing.
Company picnics, preschools, you name it. You know, whatever they need a clown for. I do a lot of slapstick, you know, fall downs, you know, walking into walls.
Do you ever do the... Have you ever done the circus thing, man? Have you ever worked for a circus or anything like that?
No, I've thought about doing that, but you know what? They don't pay very well at all in the circuses. They don't pay those clowns hardly anything. No, those guys...
A pack of clowns.
Most of the clowns that'll work like Barnum and Bailey's and that, they'll do it just for the exposure, you know, so they can put that, you know, on their resume. I was a, you know, clown with Barnum and Bailey's or something, but no, they don't pay hardly anything. You can do much
better. I dig those guys. Yeah. You know the guys I like are the guys, we saw them in Vegas, the guys with Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, those guys are
they
great.
Got some, those cats are fantastic, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm glad to hear from a clown, and when I say clown, I'm not talking about...
Evil white man.
I'm just talking about the... You're a good man. Thank you for calling us, Steve. Best of luck to you, man.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Where are we going here, man? 877-876-PHIL. So he's a clown. So the next time we mention these clowns, like the clowns in Atwater, here is in Buena Vista, Colorado. It's Ted. Ted, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you where Atwater is, but I heard that you already found out it was on 99 between Merced and Turlock. So
right,
could...
and it's off of the 99, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I didn't want to know where it was. Now you've told me. No, I'm sure it's a pretty good town. You know.
Hey, say hello to Bud for me.
I will. Just get rid of that
evil white man.
Thanks for calling the show, my brother. Let's move on. Where do you want me to go, Chase? Because I saw a number. Oh, here we go. Here is in Livermore, California. Mike. Mike, thanks for calling. What's on your mind tonight, man?
Yeah, good evening, Phil.
Good evening, Mike.
I'm sorry. I fell off the chair.
With
gonna tax aspirin because it's white and it works.
You know what? We were just saying that is pretty funny. Let me read it again.
That's clever. I mean, that's clever.
It's very
funny. And, you know, my whole
You know what we were saying during the break? Now, just tell me if I'm right or wrong. I said that's funny, and I'd laugh at that. But what if you were getting in the email, man, unrelentingly like pro-white, anti-black jokes? I mean, they were the same theme. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
yeah,
if a cat's sending
this
you...
It takes it a bit far. I mean, you know, and I get people who send me this stuff that I'm fairly conservative. I have conservative friends. And they send me this liberal stuff time after time after time. Some of it I read. Some of it I just look at and go, God, get a life, you know?
I know, but these guys are public, they're like public clowns. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. Thanks, Mike. Have the run.
Phil Hendry.
I don't know where I'm running to.